How well did you know Margaret Pearce? You were saying that she bought you boots every year, did she?
Every year, a farm chapel.
And was there, what kind of a woman was she? How could you describe her? Because you were very close to her,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, mad about her. Went in to see her every day coming home from school when I was small.
And what would she have spoken to you about?
If her was gone.
Yeah.
Mary Brockle is another one too. There was Margaret and Bridget. And she was mad about Bridget and I was mad about Margaret. We used to fight over her.
Was she like a mother to you?
Yeah, she like a granny.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, kind of her brother, of course, being Padraig Pearce.
Why was there never anything about the other family?
Why do you say that now?
Mr. Pearce had two families.
Yeah.
And he was married twice. And the two sons and two daughters by the first family.
Yeah.
And then the other woman that he got married to then, they had all the Margaret and Patrick. And there's never anything about them. Her stepsister lived in that.
Where was that house now?
Down the top of the hill, still there.
And did you know her? That her stepsister?
Her stepsister was, what do you call them? All the women that bring babies into the little house, the midwife.
Oh, she was a midwife?
She was a local midwife.
Yeah.
She brought all the kids into the little, Mary Brockle and all. I don't know if she brought Mary or not, but she brought most of the kids.
Yeah. And but Margaret was the woman that you were close to and that
knew
well. And you said that would she have given you advice or did she talk to you about politics?
Everything. She fell out with me when I went to Wales one time for a while and she fell out with me over that. She's very much against English.
Was she always that way?
Yeah. That's where the Augustinians used to live.
Yeah, and talk to me about the other party. You had Cosgraves, of course, lived out here too. Did you know them?
Bill, the old Bill, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And
Liam, see Liam every morning.
Was he a good man was he walking or cycling or?
He walks. He walked, does his own few messes and all.
Yeah.
Now there's that church built.
And, yeah, indeed, yeah. Tis amazing, isn't it?
That's it.
This is this church here now.
Yeah.
And how long are you? You're here from the very beginning, aren't you, as sarkiston in this church, looking after it and minding it. You know, we've so much to talk about. all the changes you would have seen. But can we go back to the early part of your life again? Because that's fascinating when you told me how difficult things were and that to make ends meet. What was the first job you got, Kate, when you left home?
The first job? What did I do first? I went to Columbus College first. I stayed a year in it. Columbus College up the road.
Yeah.
I worked there for a year. I left it then and I went to the farmhouse opposite in the Grange. And I stayed there for about 3 years.
What kind of work were you doing?
Laying tables and clearing them and all sorts.
And you were just a young girl then, still,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah.
How young were you? At what age were you when you left school?
I was at a month of 14.
So you were quite young. And that kind of work kept you going, though, didn't it? It brought pounds into the... And would you have handed up your money to your mother always?
Because she'd be waiting on.
Really?
Yeah.
And what kind of... You know, kind of the struggle that she had. Did she never She settled down then to rearing all of ye.
Mm. She did indeed.
And so after leaving that house then, you were there for 3 years, you said, with the...
No, we were down on the Grange Road, and then we moved up to my uncle's. My uncle lived on his own, and he was going to Scotland, and we went up to his house in the Grange, and we lived there.
And so you were there, say, from the early 30s onwards?
I suppose maybe 8 or 9, when I was a bit of 8 or 9.
Yeah. And this was before the war years, like this was during the hungry 30s, a lot of people referred to them as, yeah.
And no, we're never hungry anyway.
Yeah. But the farmers weren't doing so well around that time, with the economic war and... Their cattle weren't selling at the fairs.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know about that,
yeah.
You wouldn't even think about it.